Morning Watch, The Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Peter, Week 4. The Present Truth and the Way of the Truth. Tuesday. Related Verses. 2 Peter 1:12. Therefore, I will be ready always to remind you concerning these things, even though you know them, and have been established in the present truth. John 8, verses 32 and 36. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Verse 36. If therefore the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 4. I exhort, therefore, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, on behalf of kings and all who are in high position, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all godliness and gravity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of our Savior God, who desires all men to be saved, and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. 2 Peter 1, verses 19 through 21. And we have the prophetic word made more firm, to which you do well to give heed, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever born by the will of man, but men spoke from God while being born by the Holy Spirit. Suggested reading. In 2 Peter 1:12, these things means things such as the divine power, the things concerning life and godliness, the divine nature, and the development of the divine riches in our experience. Peter was always ready to remind the saints concerning these things, even though they had come to know them and had been established in the present truth. By the present truth means the truth which is present with the believers and which they have already received and now possess. In the first section of this chapter, in verses 1 through 11, Peter uses the provision of the divine life for the proper Christian life to inoculate against apostasy. In the second section, verses 12 to 21, he uses the revelation of the divine truth as a second antidote to inoculate against the heresy in the apostasy, a heresy similar to today's modernism. The present truth can also be rendered the up-to-date truth. What is the up-to-date truth? Although all truths are in the Bible, through man's foolishness, unfaithfulness, negligence, and disobedience, many of the truths were lost and hidden from man. Not until the fullness of time did God release certain truths during particular periods of time and cause them to be revealed once more. These freshly revealed truths are not God's new inventions. Rather, they are man's new discoveries. In past generations, God revealed different truths. During certain periods of time, he caused men to discover these specific truths. We can see this clearly from the history of the church. Take, for example, the raising up of Martin Luther in the 16th century. God opened his eyes to see the matter of justification by faith. The fact already existed before Luther's time. Luther was merely the one who realized this truth in a stronger way. He was particularly outstanding in this truth. For this reason, this truth became the present truth in that age. Every worker of the Lord should inquire before God as to what the present truth is. Although there are many major and crucial truths in the Bible, what we need to know is God's present truth. Not only do we need to know the general truths, we must also be clear about God's present truth. Every worker of the Lord must uphold the absoluteness of the truth. This is possible only when a man is delivered from himself. Many are not absolute to the truth. They are affected by people, things, and personal feelings. If a man is not absolute to the truth, he will, in the course of his work, sacrifice God's truth for man, himself, or his own desires. A basic requirement for being a servant of the Lord is to not sacrifice the truth. We can sacrifice ourselves and our desires, but we can never sacrifice the truth. In the church life today, the main responsibility of the elders is to teach the saints with the truths. However, I have observed that some elders are deficient in the knowledge of the truth and may not even be clear whether a particular matter is an item of the truth. Calling on the Lord is necessary, and we need to have such a practice in our daily life. But calling on the Lord's name is not a truth. Likewise, baptism, presbytery, foot washing, and prayer reading are not truths. However, justification by faith is a truth. Regeneration, sanctification, renewing, transformation, confirmation, transfiguration, being made God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. All these are truths.